So I want to thank the Parnosim, the Fuchsbrumer family, Li'ilui Nishmas, Ita Bas Nisun HaKoyin, Nisham Shav and Aliyah, hopefully Simcha, Nachas and Bracha. Also Amy and Moshe Siderbaum, Li'ilui Nishmas, Moshe's father, Yisrael Ben Chaim Shomba, Nisham Shav and Aliyah. And the Zilberman family, Li'ilui Nishmas, Kassel Bas Lezer, Ben Lezer, the Nisham Shav and Aliyah, Simcha, Nachas and Bracha. And there should be a schus for Shlomer for Brian Leibas Yehudas Aviella, and of course we're thanking the Rachmani family, the Shirim, Darche Avinoam, the whole family shall be Simcha Nachas and Brocha. Let's learn.
Rabbi, I have one question.
And we're thanking Lazy Parkov. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm just kidding.
I think in speaking to the number of the chevra that. Your shiur from Friday on Ayeka was very, very, very powerful. You know, that I'm not the Baba Sali, you made it clear. So, the question that bothered me all weekend, and other people I've talked to seem to, the woman you were talking about, whether she...
Well, dancing in the basement?
Right. In other words, but fully into her debacus upstairs.
Right.
But... in my opinion, unless I didn't hear because I was too busy writing, what's the conclusion of her mind, in your opinion, as to her debacus or whether that was a great exercise class?
So I don't want to take time from the other chaver, but I would just say, very, very quickly, the conclusion of the direction I tried to take was to explain that she doesn't have to look at her life as a divided life. There doesn't have to be a contradiction between dancing in the basement and curling your kids' payas upstairs. There doesn't have to be a contradiction. You don't have to be torn apart. You might have to make some adjustments with the music that you're listening to. You might have to change a little bit how you're dressing for the part, but Hashem does not want you to live a divided life. He wants to live a happy and whole life, and a happy and whole life means that you can dance while you're upstairs, just without music that's going to confuse the children and confuse yourself. Because instead of taking a trip back to the past, and then from there, God forbid, imagining that in order for you to really go back to the past, you have to meet up with some characters in the past, and you have to go back to some behaviors, poor behaviors, not your own fault, but poor behavior of the past. Instead, you need to try to make the present time of your life more enjoyable by taking some of the experiences of the past, cleaning them up a little bit, koshering them a little bit, and making them part of the present. So you could dance. You could have a good time. You know, being frum doesn't mean that you have to live an austere, depressing life. That happens to a lot of chevra, especially Bali Tshuva, that they were having a blast when they were growing up in ways that are not holy, not by any fault of their own, but they had a blast. And then now it's chelik beis of their lives. And being a frum person, it means, God forbid, like being some nun in a monastery, you know, in a convent. And there are these two parts. There's the fun part of my life. That was the goyisha part. And now there's the miserable part of my life, which is very deep and meaningful, but the miserable part of my life, which is the frum part. And that's a horrible mistake. It's a terrible mistake. Hashem Yisbarach wants us to be able to be besimcha and to find pleasure and joy in things that are permitted. So that's why I just spoke to her about maybe with the music there needs to be some adjustments. And you don't have to run around in a pair of leotards making you believe you're 16. So you could wear a different outfit and enjoy and dance and so on. And it's okay for your kids to see that part of who you are. They need that to see who their mom really is. Has this been helpful at all this last minute? Or
pretty good.
It's a good start. Okay. So maybe we'll continue with that on the next Erev Shabbos. I didn't want you to lose sleep, Blaise, anymore. You know, there is. Okay. Okay, so it's actually connected to the sugya that we're learning on page Yud Gimel. So you should have gotten, I'm saying in the mail, but I guess over the air, you should have gotten. You have now till Tesvav, this mimer from Rav Tzvi Meir that we're learning. We're up to Seif Tes. To Seif Tes. On page Yud Gimel. So as I mentioned last time, and whenever we're learning a Maimer from a Tzimah, to keep in mind that the written, the Torah Shebach Savior is an attempt on the part of the Cheva there in Yerushalayim to capture the flavor of the Tzaddik, the way he spoke. So it's not like a Sefer, a regular Sefer. It's more a transcribing a shmuz. So he's talking about clean eyes. That's the sugya we're going to be learning about this year. Taharas Einayim, purifying the eyes. And one of the main reason that I wanted to begin Davka with the Maimer from Reb Tzimai before we go into more pratim of this sugya is because he has a wonderful way of bringing it down Torahs that are sometimes difficult, uncomfortable, and in other places are seen through dark glasses, and Reb Tzimaya presents everything in a lichtiger way, in a way through a positive way and in a beautiful way, which is one of the reasons why so many people connect to him. And that's what we're learning here. A few mitzvahs that we see in the Torah that are particularly connected to this avoda of Shmiras Einayim, talking about tzitzis and tefillin, and the parashas of Kriyishma. So today we're going to talk a little bit about Kriyishma and how Kriyishma is an avoda of Kedushas Einayim, Shmiras Einayim. And again, it's not much of a seder. He goes back and forth, but it's exciting to follow. Hamitzvah Kedushas shel Kriyishma. Now, Kriyishma is of course the yisod of everything we believe in is Kriyishma, and Kriyishma is said, and it came down to us, and even Jews who are far, far from mitzvahs, they know that when you say Kriyishma, you cover your eyes, right? When you say Kriyishma, you cover your eyes. Even people that don't know anything else about Yiddishkeit, they could say a Shema Yisrael, and they know that a Jew says Shema Yisrael with the eyes covered. Why? And what's this inyan of the Einayim, the eyes, and Kriyishma? HaMitzvah Kedoshu Shal Kriyishma Meschil from Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKen Hashem Achad Shema Horeshu Tevez Su'um Meroim Einayim. We've spoken about it many times over the years. That is brought down many, many, many Svarim that Shema Shin Mem Ein is the Oisius Su'u Meroim Einayim. Lift your eyes up above. Lift your eyes up to heaven. Su'u Meroim Einayim. That the same way that the downfall of man took place in Gan Eden by Adam and Chava looking, and the Torah describes Tavu Leinayim, looking at the wrong way at what was going on, and getting stuck in that mistaken way of seeing things, the Tikkun. That's man's downfall. The tikkun is turning one's eyes and seeing things in an elevated way. So that Shema is the Rosh Tevis Su'um Meroim Einayim, and that Shema is the foundation of our emuna. That the beginning of all tikkunim is with a person being able to look at the world in an elevated way. Look at his life, look at everything around him in a different way. It means changing one's entire perspective. If a person's life is based upon what he sees with his eyes, and not learning how to see things as we were talking about the past few weeks, ki ayin bi'ayin, right? The eye within the eye. But instead you're looking at things just with your physical eyes, and your entire life is based upon what you see with your physical eyes, that's the beginning of the chait. That goes back to Gan Eden. That's the chait of Adam Rishon. Su'u Meroim Einayim, having a different way of looking at things, a himmeldike way, a heavenly way of looking at things is the tikkun. That's the beginning of the tikkun. Ki ha-yesod ha-rishon b'avodas Hashem hu sumu ro'im einechem ramach teves shel kriyas shma. Hein mekadshois u'metaharois es ramach eivarim. The 248 words of kriyas shma purify the 248 eivarim of our bodies, the limbs of our bodies. Va'ascholihi su'umu ro'im einechem. But the first word of shma and the first part of the body, because every word of shma corresponds to a part of the body, and this one that we go through that, not going into it. What's important for us now is that the first word, Shema, is the eyes. Which is odd, because Shema means what? That means to hear. But Shema is Se'umer Ramenechem. Of course, there's a very deep connection between Shmia and Riyah. Riyah and Shmia, that's Reuven and Shimon. The two karchas are Riyah and Shmia. And we're not going to be talking that much about hearing now, but the first word of Kriya Shema is Shin Mem Ayin Su'umu Ro'im Einechem, which is a tikkun for the eyes. Umavum Tzadikim Shebavayda Shel Su'umu Ro'im Einechem Kulim Shnei Inyanim. You find in this form that the avoda, what is this avoda of su'umu ro'im einechem? What does that mean? Lift your eyes up to heaven. It certainly does not mean that, you know, physically, you know, people have, when they get religious, they look above. It doesn't mean looking to the sky. So what's su'umu ro'im einechem? So the Svarim say it's kulum shnei inyanim. There are two inyanim that are included in this avoda of su'umu ro'im einechem. Ben kipshuta. Shetiyena einayim nikiyos. The simple pshat of lifting your eyes up to heaven doesn't mean where you're looking physically. It means that you should clean your eyes. That your eyes should be hilmedika eigen. That they should be eyes that are eyes that are not earthly eyes but heavenly eyes. Sumer Amenech means to clean one's eyes. Einayim kedoshes. To look at good things, not to look at things that one shouldn't look at. Sumer Eminechem, Einayim Kedoshes, V'zehu Ha'ayin HaGedoyla Shel Shema. And that is in the way that it's written in the Sefer Torah, that the Ayin and the Dalet are bigger than the rest of the letters. So the large Ayin in the word Shema, as it's written in the Torah, the large Ayin is the avoda of the einayim, of the eye. Ayin, the letter ayin, means an eye. So the avoda of the ayin is the tikkun of cleaning up our eyes. That's the ayin of Shema. Kemvua me'achida, mo'ed tzadikim schus milayim. Ha'ayin shel Shema, va'dalet shel echad heim ha'edus. And now the other letter that the halach is, that it's written in the Sefer Torah large, is Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad. The Dalet is written large. So the Ayin of Shema and the Dalet of Echad together is the word Ayin Dalet, which is aid, a witness. Atam Eidai. We were created to bear testimony that there's Rabbani Shalom, to tell the story that we're Hashem's aidis, we're Hashem's aidim. Amzu Yatzarti Li. Tihilasi Yisapeiru. It says in Pasuk, I created this nation to tell my story, to tell the world that there's Rabbani Shalom. That was, we're Edom. We're Hashem's Edom. So the Ayin of Shema, the big Ayin of Shema, and the big Dalet of Echad is Eid. And Zoha Ayin Vahadibur. The Ayin is the eye, and Dalet is Dibur. Now we spoke about this a little bit, that bris, there's a bris of, we spoke about, of course, Kedushas HaBris, the Bris Mila, and how there's a very deep connection between the Bris HaBasa, the Bris Mila, Bris HaMo'or, and the Bris HaLoshen, the Bris of the mouth, of speaking, Kedushas HaDibur. These three are inseparable. Kedushas HaEinayim, Kedushas HaDibur, and Kedushas HaBris. Those are three that together When those three are healthy and wholesome and working in the right way, we have a very, very chashuv yid in front of us. That's when those three are working in the right way. Such a person is telling the right story of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's seeing things in the right way. So these three, the Ayin, the Dalad of Dibur, and of course Kedushas HaBris. So Ayin v'hadibur, zo ha-tachshit shel Yehudi. The tachshit, the adornment of a Jew, is the Ayin and the Dalad. That's the adornment, that's the tachshit of a Yid. That's what makes the Jew beautiful. The way that he looks at things, the eyes, and the way that a person speaks, those are the tachshitim of a Jew. Atam edai. That's what makes a person into a trustworthy and reliable witness who's bearing true testimony to the presence of Hashem in the world. The Kedusha Seinaim and Shemiras Halosh and Kedushas Adibur. Atam atachshitim shali. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about a Jew who is working on these two, which of course connected to Kedushas HaBris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you're my tachshitim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tachshitim, the tachshitim of Hashem, are Jews. Hashem's adornments are us. That's Hashem's tachshitim. If your Rebbe tells your kid that he's a tachshit, it could mean a couple of different things. Ideally, though, it means something very nice, a tachshit. It's an adornment. Sometimes it's used differently. But a tachshit is a beautiful thing. So the Svarim say, Kivyachal Kesa Yitnu Lucha. When we say in Davening, Kesa Yitnu Lucha, that they will give you a crown, the crown of Hashem is Malachim Hamayinei Malu. What crown do they give HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amch Yisrael Kivut Seimata. The crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyachal, also is us. A crown is also a tachshit. The most beautiful tachshit of the king is the crown. So what crown does Hashem wear? Us. The Kesa Yitnu Lucha. Don't think when you say the words Kesa Yitnu Lucha, don't think of some sort of a crown with jewels and like from a fairy tale. Kesa Yitnu Lucha means Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is Hashem's crown. He's encrowned with us, Kivyachal. That's what Hashem wants to wear. That's his tachshit. Am Yisrael is his tachshit. Mama Kesa Shem Malachim Noisim Lavinu Shem Kesa Yitnu Lucha Malachim Amayne Ma'ala. What's the Kesa that the Malachim place Kivyachal on Hashem's head? Am Chisol Kvutzei Mata. The Jews who are down here in this dark world, that in this place that's Lamata, that Jews are Miyachet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we say in Kedusha, Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Achad, that we're Miyachet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we believe in Hashem, that's Hashem's Tachshit. That we're Hashem's Edim, that's the tachshit. And that's why tachshit, another word for a tachshit, is also an aid. Anachnu hakeser, mizenen der kroin, onu kivyoch la tachshitim, b'chines ha'idoisi b'chem hayom. So we testify about Hashem's greatness, His unity, and Hashem kivyoch says aidus about us. Hashem's baruch has made aidus on who we are. Uchemavur measvasemes meod sadikim ki ha'edai si yiloshen tachshit atem edai atem ha'tachshit sheli. Like it says by the Chete Egel, it says edyom, that they took off edyom. Edyom means the tachshit. It means when a sign of mourning, a sign of avelas, is to take off the adornments, the jewelry, the fancy stuff. So in Loshen HaKodesh, aid means testimony, and it also means a tachshit, it means an adornment. Umaza tachshit, so what's Hashem's tachshit? When Hashem says that you're my aid, a Jew is an aid, and a Jew is a tachshit, what does that mean? So the tachshit is ayin dalad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears as a tachshit, as a crown, that Jew who is working to guard his ayin, his eyes, and his dibur, and his speech, his words. Ha'ayin v'hadibur. That's the takshas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Amalek puts on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's head, kivyochel, this person, who, the Amalek brings up, the, so to speak, the mitzvahs and the ma'asim tovim, and the Amalek takes the good words and the good things that a Jew saw, the Amalek brings up, when it comes to Shabbos by Musaf, so there's an aliyah for all the good things of the week, and that kesa yidin lucha is placed on Kadosh Baruch Hu's head. And we have Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tovim, kesa yidin lucha. So has cholas ha'avayda, because the beginning of being a Jew is what you look at and what you say. That's the beginning of being a Jew, what you look at and what you say. So tachlas ha'avayda shall call her amach tevis. That's why the first word is Shema, that has in it Sumer Ameinechem, and the first sentence of Kriya Shema is Hashem HaKadosh Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Shem Echad, which is the koach of that edus of the eye and our words. Hascholas Avaydu Einayim V'Hapeh, Einayim V'Hapeh, the eyes and the mouth. So that's Aleph, this edus, being a takshit. That we see, that we believe, that's what Kriya Shema, that's how we begin Kriya Shema. Ve'enyina shenihu, and the other meaning of this sumer ameinechem, a lifting the eyes up. The first is working on our kedushas einayim, and working on kedushas hapeh. The second thing is oif haibin dem ganzen blick. To lift up, to elevate one's entire perspective, one's entire way of looking at things. Lagbias kol ha-she'ifa ha-rotzen ha-sage. We're talking the past two weeks about eyes, as the kol ayin luchat etzape. The eye is to look forward. What do you look forward to? What do you aspire to? Who do you look up to? What's your rotzen, right? We're talking a lot about that, and there's much more we have to talk about, the inyan of rotzen, right? What is it that you look up to? So it's not just what you're looking at. That's Kedushas Einayim. But what is it that you look up, who do you look up to? What do you look forward to in life? What's your rotzen? What do you want? That's called Lagbias, Kol HaShifa, Sumer Roy Me'inechem. Lift up your aspirations. Lift up your she'ifas. Lift up your v'sechazen ha'einenu. Remember at the end of last week, that in Shemoneh Esrei, every Shemoneh Esrei, v'sechazen ha'einenu, that a Jew looks forward to Tzion in Yerushalayim, to Mashiach, to Geula. So, that's another meaning of su'umu ro'i meinechem. Lift up your vision. Lift up your vision. The first is lift up what you're looking at, just your eyesight, and now lifting up your vision. What's your vision? Which means she'ifa and rotz and hasagish is a kol ha'yisoid shakol Yehudi. That's the yisoid of a yid. Kol Yehudi, every Jew, kol yelid, kol bocher, kol avreich, tzarech tomid lahagbias kol ma'abato. Every single one of us, to try to teach the children from the youngest age to look at things in a bigger way, to look at the bigger picture. Ves hasagosa b'chol anyonim shel avodas Hashem. Blik achel lagamrei al Torah. How do you look at Torah? Do you look at Torah as something which is just an interesting document that's challenging you with all kinds of fascinating ideas and concepts and a way of trying to figure out what the words mean and so on and so forth? Or do you look at Torah in a higher way? Do you look at Torah in a higher way? Is the whole identity of who you are as a person in this world, what's your tachlis in this world? And when they're little, the kids look at the Torah that they get in school as, you know, work and homework and assignments and so on. But to elevate the child's way of looking at Torah. Look achar l'gamrei Torah. Look achar al hasmada. Why is it so important to learn Torah consistently, to spend so much time with learning. Why? Why is that such a big deal? Why is it so important? Look, achal ritzifas, to learn without stopping in the middle. Look, achal achanal Torah, a different way of looking at and making proper preparations with learning before, with davening before learning, and other hachanis of kedusha and so on. Hakedushas of Torah. How to look at the kedusha of Torah. Remember, last Shabbos, some of you were there, so I was talking a little bit about this inyan from the Ishbitzah, that the Ishbitzah Shusa, and I was explaining why is it, I'm just reviewing for some of the chevra that were here, Shabbos, that the Ishbitzah is explaining why is it that we say the words Zayis HaTorah Shasad Moshel Lefnei B'nei Yisrael. So why, the Ishbitzah asks, why do we say Zayis HaTorah when we're doing Hagba? It's a funny time. You should say Zayis HaTorah when you're learning Torah, when the Torah is sitting on the table. What are you saying, Zayis HaTorah, when you're lifting it up, and everybody's looking and pointing or palming down a little bit or kissing the Torah when it's being held up? Why is that? So, what the tzaddik was explaining, we spoke about this last Shabbos. What the tzaddik was explaining is that there are two aspects to this inyan of limud haTorah, of learning Torah. One is the Torah that's on the table, which means to learn, and to understand the words that you're saying, and to learn as deeply as you can, be iyun, whether it's Torah Shebichsav or whether it's Torah Shebal Peh, which means to learn the Torah that's on the table. But the reason that we say Zois HaTorah Shesav Marisha by Hagba, and this Bechlal, the whole inin of Hagba, is to look up to the Torah. Looking up to the Torah means that to know that the main part of the Torah is not the words that I'm reading, and that I'm not the words that I understand with my seichel. The main essence of Torah is that which is infinitely higher than anything that I could understand. It's that belief that it's something much greater than my understanding. It's something that transcends this world. It's something which I aspire to. It's something that's the goal and the purpose of my life. It's not just reading something on the table. It's something that is lifted up, and you look at it, and you point to it, and you say, "Zayis HaTorah Shesav Moshe." This Torah is not just a book that I have, on my stand there, on my table. This is something higher than that. That's why we once spoke about years ago how the Lubavitcher Rebbe Shlusselin said that on Simchas Torah we dance with a Sefer Torah that's closed. Shavuos, you learn the Torah. You learn Torah on the table. But the excitement of Simchas Torah is much greater than Shavuos. Shavuos is a gevaldik. It's a yontif. Simchas Torah is a funny time because Simchas Torah we don't see in Torah Shabbat Chassad. There's no such thing as Simchas Torah. It doesn't exist. Simchas Torah is Am Yisrael's inyan. It's not in Shmini Atzeres yet, but we don't have Simchas Torah. There's no any of Simchas Torah in the Torah. Even in the Gemara, it's really later on. But on Simchas Torah, everybody's going crazy, Simchas Torah. Shavuos is very much under control. It's nice, everybody's learning, it's quiet. Simchas Torah, everybody goes crazy. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe Shlusselin explained that it's odd that on Shavuos the Torah is open. And as we're sitting with the Torah on the table, and we're learning. But the dancing is by Simchas Torah, and the Sefer Torah is closed. It's the same meaning of Zayis HaTorah. In other words, it's that belief that a Jew has that there's much, much more here than what I understand when I learn. This is my life. I can't explain this to anybody. That's why the Sefer Torah, you close it up, and it's covered with a mantle, and you're saying that what's here is, I can't explain this to anybody in the world. I can't tell you what this means. How could I give this over to you? It's my life. It's my existence. I can't talk about it. It's the white parchment, right? It's in between the letters. It's something else. There's no such thing as that in the world. There's no. As much as a guy might enjoy his Shakespeare, he doesn't do Hagba with Shakespeare. And if you ever see how the Sfarim do Hagba, it's like, chavaya with the svadim. First of all, you have to be able to lift that thing up. And the way that they do hagba. You know, somebody shaking is going to take a Shakespeare and hold it up, and the island points to it. And if you understood who Shakespeare, if the person knows who that person was who wrote it, he would be pointing like this. Wouldn't be pointing like this. It's the same. You feel that way when you see a tzaddik too. When you see a tzaddik, so you know that there's much more than Masha Kosov can. When you look at this tzaddik, when you see the tzaddik, so you see a boss of Adam. You see, it could be a worn out old man or a person you see, and he's. And how is he different from other people? So, what can you tell me about this person that's different from other people? What am I going to tell you? You just want to lift up the tzaddik and do hagba. Because you can't say that to anybody. You can't explain what this tzaddik is. Staying into something else to explain. You can't do it, the tzaddik. Somebody says, why do you think so highly, you know? So he said before the Baba Sali. So he asked somebody, why do you think so highly of this old rabbi, the Baba Sali? Explain what it means of Baba Sali. What is that? Like Rabbi Baruch Meshavitz has said, not only that you can't explain to a guy what's a yid, I can't explain to a yid what a yid. I can't explain to myself what is a yid. What does it mean? That the Chacham Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, I once mentioned to you that there was the bus driver, an Israeli bus driver, that he was yelling at the Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul was passing by, and there was a school bus, and the bus driver was yelling at the kid because the kid was taking too much time coming out of the bus or something, and the bus driver was hollering at the kid, what's the matter with you, commander, what's that? And it happened, it was his bad mazel that the tzaddik Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul was right there when it happened. And the driver was a Sephardi bus driver, that's what I read in the Sefer, and he sees the tzaddik Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul, so right away he stands up, the bus driver, Rabbeinu, you know, and the bus driver says to him, I want to tell you something, he says, that you have a very choshev job, that you're driving the children back and forth to cheder. It's a very chashev job. It's a very beautiful job. I want you to have in mind that when you pull that thing, now it's probably electric, maybe, I don't know, but when you pull that thing, you should have in mind that you're doing psiche. That's what you should think about, that you have psiche, that they mechabed you with psiche. That's what you should have in mind. It's a beautiful thought. You should have, it's psiche. What does it mean that a child... he's screaming, not only not to yell at the kid, but to have it's psyche. So it's a different way of looking at things. Sumer Omeinechem, you have to daven so hard that your children, the grandchildren, should be zeichet to have a Rebbe, a teacher, who doesn't only teach the Torah that's on the table, but is able to give over the Torah that's for Hagba. And the main problem that we have is that there's some. That there are wonderful teachers that are only teaching what's on the table, but they're not doing hagba with the kids. Hagba is to lift up. That's what I mean. Sumer Eminechem. To lift up a person's way of looking at things. A whole way of looking at yourself, at looking at a Jew, at looking at and looking at the Torah, looking at what Yiddishkeit is different and elevated different way of looking at everything. That's the emesis. That's really the whole inyan of what Purim is about. I'll leave that up to you to figure out, and we'll talk about it more maybe over time. That's the whole inyan of Purim. Like bias mabato, to look up one's way of seeing things. Akdushas atanoim. Akdushas atanoim. If we would have a little bit of a little bit of a feeling for who Rabbi Akiva was, we would be shaking when we say his name. If we would look at Rabbi Akiva, Hagba, Rabbi Akiva, and not think he's one of the rabbis from the Gemara. Like I told you once that that I remember I was teaching yeshiva many, many years ago, and I took my boys to go see At that time, he went to Rabbi Aaron Schachter, Yeshua in Chaim Berlin. We were in Brooklyn. I took him to see the yeshiva, and boys, I was teaching. I had the 12th grade boys. It was my class, and they were all sitting around the table, and the Rosh Yeshiva was asking each boy his name. And one of my boys, his name was Alfasi. His name was Jerry Alfasi. I haven't spoken to him in a long time. I hope he's doing okay. There were two brothers, two Alfasi brothers. So the Rosh Yeshiva was going around. The kids said, this one's like this, whatever, Klein, and this one, that one. So Adish names, Ashkenazi name, and it comes to Alfasi. And then Rav Aaron looks at me, Alfasi. He looks at me. And I just nodded to him. And he said, and then the Rosh Yeshiva asked the boy, he said, tell me something. Do you know who the Rif is? Alfasi, right? And he asked the boy, do you know who the Rif is? So Jerry said, yeah, he's some guy in the back of the Gemara. That's what he said. And I'm going, oh, yeah. He's some guy in the back of the Gemara. But Rav Aaron was, it didn't shake him up at all. You know, he got it. And he was laughing. Rav Aaron was laughing. And he said to Jerry, it's not so easy to get into the back of the Gemara. He says, you come from the Rif. He says, yeah. He says, Jerry says, I'm a direct descendant from the Rif. He says, it's not so easy to get into the back of the Gemara. And then he said, I give you a bracha. You should be able to get into the back of the Gemara. It's pretty good to be in the back of the Gemara. I remember that. That when we say the name, when we say Rashi. I remember my Rebbe, Reb David Zeches Halevracha, when he used to say his Rebbe's name. His Rebbe was Reb Shimon Shkop. You had Reb Shimon Shkop? So my Rebbe's Rebbe was Reb Shimon Shkop. And you know what an impression made on me? I was sitting there with Reb David. First of all, it was like Reb David himself was like something from a different planet. And then Reb David, when he would say something that he heard from his Rebbe, Reb David would stand up and he would say, Shamati, because he spoke this in Lashon HaKodesh, because the guys didn't know Yiddish anymore. He says, Shamati mi moyu rabbi Reb Shimon. Mi moyu rabbi Reb Shimon. That's how he would say it. And then he would sit back down, he would stand up. He would say, moyu rabbi Reb Shimon. Shook us up. We didn't necessarily understand what Reb Shimon said afterwards. I mean, we tried. But you can't forget that. He looked at his Rebbe in a different way. He wasn't smarter than me. He has a degree in Talmudic literature. My father, the way he spoke about his Rebbe, the Ungvar Rav, the way he spoke about my father, I spoke about him. From the time that I was little, my father would talk about the Ungvar Rav. It was like a part of my life growing up, that there's this Metzias that was once in the world that was killed, and he was the Ungvar Rav. Like, I didn't know anything about any of this. I just knew that there was such a person called Ungvar Rav, and that there was no human being like on earth, except maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, who was like the Ungvar Rav. That's how I felt, that there's Moshe Rabbeinu and there's the Ungvar Rav, my father's Rabbi. That's how I felt. People sitting around the table saying, your Rebbe said that, yeah. You know, it was a different... So when we're talking about Kedushas HaTanoim, to look at a Tana, you're saying a name of a Tana, you're saying a name of an Amora, a Kedushas Amroim, a Kedushas Kol Shor Shal Torah, what it means to be able to sit and to learn for an hour, to sit and learn Torah for a few minutes, Kedushas HaTorah. This is all part of the world of Jews who are Shomer HaBris. who watch their eyes and their tongue. It's a different world. Kedushas HaTorah. Not who could slug the other one up to say something like the latest hak. That's what it means to be a firm person. It's Kedushas Kol Shah Shal Torah, what it means to sit and learn Torah. Shakol Seder Shal Torah. To have a different way of looking at the opportunity that one has to have a Seder of Torah, to be able to sit for a while and learn.
Shall
Sumer Aminecha means looking at davening in a different way. To lift up one's vision, one's perspective, one's way of looking at davening. Al Psuka de Zimra. Psuka de Zimra. David HaMelech. Al Psuka de Zimra. And the words that we're saying, that we're zarkin to say every day, that like, so a person comes in the middle, a person like this, mumble a few words, go faster, end this one, begin this one. What it means, Halleluka, Nacha Halleluka. Psuka de Zimra. Al Birchas Kriyashma. What are you saying? Ahavas Oilam Avtonu Hashem Elokeinu. Think of the words. You cannot be religious if you think about those words. Or if you say, I have a rabbi, it's also good. I have a rabbi. Tzitzis, Shachris, Minchel, Marv, Shabbos Kodesh, Yontif, Al Mitzvah, Lagbiyah Blik. To lift up one's whole way of looking at things. That's what it means, Sumer Aminechem. The word Shema. In other words, Tahara Seinayim is not just about not looking at bad things. It means looking at good things, or looking at everything in an elevated way. Sumira, of Tahara, the Ganse Blik, of Midas. A different way of looking at an aveira, at a mitzvah, at tikkun amidas. Shena tachlis shel yehudi b'olam hazeh, to work on midas. Kamur Reb Sadi Goyin, Reb Chaim Vital, Me Bashem Tov Hakodesh, Me Atoldis, Me Adam Elimelech, Me Hagro, Me Od Harbet Tzadikim. Shat tachlis shel yehudi taharas amidas, that the tachlis, the tzadikim say, the tachlis in our avodah is taharas amidas, to purify our midas. Ben Odom L'chaveiro, Shiakula, he's saved upon him yafis. When it comes to Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, all Parshas Mishpatim, that's why I spoke about yesterday. Why is it that we made a stopover between Maim and HaSinai and moving in with Hashem by the Mishkan? Why make a stopover by Parshas Mishpatim? So what we were talking about yesterday is that Kehidlicha Adam Matoiv, what Ma Hashem Darish Mecha, Kim Asoyis Mishpat, Vahavis Chesed. That means that for a person to be kulay toiv, higlecha adam mat toiv, to be a good mensch, to be a good person. What does that mean? Be kulay toiv, ben bebayis, ben mechaveirim. It's a whole different way of looking at ben mechaveiro. It's not, he's a nice guy, he's not just a nice guy. It's the whole tachlis about being in this world. That's why you can't go straight from Har Sinai to moving into the Dira with Hashem by the Mishkan, if you don't have this way of looking at things to be a higlech adam matoiv, to be good to people, to be kind, to be good to people. there was Rav Chaskel Sarna, the Rashi of Chevron. So he once said that it's a famous thing that he said that, because it has to do with yesterday's parish also. The Torah says yiftach bor, if a person makes a bor, right? It's talking about to be a mazik chas v'sholom. And an offal ashor, whatever, somebody's ox falls in, somebody gets damaged, somebody gets hurt. So Rabbi Chaskel Sarna said that a person's face is the reshus haram. Your face is the reshus haram, right? Because wherever you go, you're among people, your face is Shus Arab. And he said that if you're looking like you're upset or you're angry, it's like you're making a bore in the Shus Arab. Because what happens? Because if you have a bad look on your face, then other people see you, they have their own inyan in life. And when people see you and you have that, you know, you look like, so then it makes people fall. And if you have a smile, and you look at people and you have a sefer upon your office, so then you're lifting up the Rishus HaRabim. A person's face is the Rishus HaRabim. And he said a person should always remember that how you look to other people is mamish Rishus HaRabim. You could make a bar in the Rishus HaRabim and damage people with your face, or you could help people up. Azav Tazav, you could help people up with your face. But it's a whole different way of looking at Panim Yafis. But if that's a Sumer or Menachem person, he looks at, even at how do you look at a person's face? What's a face? If you look at it, stam is stam. But if you look at it in this way, of sumer emenech, Moshe just finishes saying it's kulei toiv ben babayis benim chaverim to go with panim asbiros. Im kol asviva kulo gute verta, say nice words, kind words. Just the next page. Rak l'sameach Yehudim. Rak l'sameach Yehudim. To bring simcha to other people. All of this is, we'll continue next. All of this is the avoda of su'u miroi meneichem. To have a different way of looking at these things in life. Hashem to be continued. Shkar.